Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Let's Get It with Alaric Anderson. We are live at Lit Cigar Lounge right here at 17073 North Outer 40 Road right here in Chesterfield, right over here in the Premium Outlets on the right side. When I say the right side, the top golf sides right across from the Polo Ralph Lauren Polo Ralph Lauren's store. You got to come on down here, man. A lot of great stuff going in. I got Scott here from STL Cigars who is doing a live cigar rolling. If you have never had a fresh rolled cigar, you got to come down here and enjoy. You need to come on down and enjoy. I understand if you buy four, you get one rolled for you free. The drinks are flowing, fully stocked bar, and you know how the humidor is going on here. The humidor here is packed, one of the best in the area. Come on down. You know you want to get off the highway. You don't want to go home yet. Come on over here to Lit Cigar Lounge and enjoy with us with Let's Get It with myself, Alaric Anderson. Hey, before we get started, I want to shout out to Brian and Dana, the owners here. Got some big doings coming up. I'm going to be talking about it later on in the show, but we got a big show coming up on Super Bowl Sunday that's going to be right here in the place to be. You got to come down here. It's going to be great. But anyway, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching. If you're new to the show, you know how we get down. We just talk sports. We're just here having a good time. You can listen to us on podcast on any of the platforms that you can listen to podcasts: Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud. I have a dedicated website, www.alaricanderson.net. You can listen to it. Exclusive content: AlericAnderson. So it's a million ways you can listen to this. But we're glad that you're joining us. You know, we come on Facebook Live when we do the live show. So thank you all who are watching us live. For those of you all who normally download the podcast, it will still be available via all of those platforms that I just mentioned. So, hey, let's go in. Let's talk about this NFL. Big games over the last weekend. The AFC and the NFC championship games went down. We had big, really, really big game in Kansas City, up in Kansas City. The Kansas City Chiefs won that game 35-24. Man, that game looked like it was going to be a whole different kind of game at the beginning. Kansas City was a little sluggish as the game started off. They were a little sluggish, had a few issues offensively, trying to get in sync, trying to get the ball to certain people, not getting, you know, they looked a little tight. Little booty holes was a little tense from the enormity of this game. You know, you win the game, you go to the Super Bowl. And, you know, Kansas City was right here last year. Andy Reid has been here before. They were a little tight at first. But after going down 17-7, you know that man. You know what he do. You know who he is. The reigning MVP, Patrick Mahomes, put on his cape, man, and he went to work. First of all, just a masterful run. I think it was about 33-35 yard run at the end of the first half. Masterful run. He hit that corner, came around. They thought he was going to go out of bounds. He put that foot. He's deceptively fast. But, number 35, Tremaine Brock. And I'm going to talk about how he was just toast. He was post-toasties on Sunday. But anyway, Tremaine Brock had an opportunity to make the play. He had an opportunity to make a lot of plays on Sunday that he did not make. That was the beginning of the landslide, the avalanche. And man, they went on a 28-0 run before they knew anything happened. It was 28 straight points by the Kansas City Chiefs. Same thing they did the week before. And man, look, Patrick Mahomes, he ended up throwing for three, running for the one. You know, Travis Kelce didn't really get down like he normally gets down. They had some big plays. That ceiling drive, they featured Sammy Watkins, which was crazy because all through the playoffs, man, I laugh about Sammy Watkins all the time. I said Sammy Watkins is the kind of wide receiver, if you need 10, he'll get you 8. If you need 20, he'll get you 15. But, hey, man, one thing you can't say about that cat, he can run. He has the juice. So that last drive, he really, really, he featured them. They was throwing to him. He made some really, really, really big plays, and that ended up being the game topper, the cherry on top for that drive. Kansas City defense looked great. They were able to hold Derrick Henry in check. Derrick Henry, after having a monster game last week, was only able to get about 70 yards rushing. I mean, he was still a monster, but they weren't able to give it to him like they wanted to because they were down. You know, once you get down, it's hard to run the ball to catch up. Tannehill wasn't bad. He threw for a couple, but Tannehill just couldn't do what he needed to do. Now, in fairness to him, to be fair to Tannehill, Tannehill does not have the weapons that Kansas City has. He doesn't have the weapons that a Houston has. He doesn't have those kind of weapons. I mean, he was doing more with less. You can't name one skilled player on that team with the exception of Derrick Henry. This is not a blast to Tannehill. Tannehill did the best he could with what he had. He was respectable. I think he should keep that job. You all know that Mariota's, Jameis Winston, their contracts are about to be up. I think that they should go ahead and let Tannehill get that job, go ahead and get him some help. Some great wide receivers, a few really good wide receivers that are going to be free agents, some great prospects coming out. With the NFL in the NFL draft, a lot of kids are getting ready to hit the market, and it's a deep draft at wide receiver. So yeah, I think Tennessee will be back. I just think they just got a little too much of Kansas City on this week. So it was 35-24. Shout out to Tennessee, to Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel did wonders with that team. I think Tennessee's up and coming. And you know, man, it's a lot of rumors about Tom Brady and where Tom Brady's going to be next year. I thought, you know, if McDaniels got the job somewhere, you know, even in Cleveland, I thought that he would go, that Tom Brady would go with McDaniels. But now, man, I'm thinking Tom Brady could possibly go play in Tennessee, play for his former teammate, Mike Vrabel. That would be outstanding. We're going to talk about the free agencies, man, because you know it's a lot of quarterbacks that's going to be free agents. Tom Brady's a free agent. Drew Brees is a free agent. Phillip Rivers is a free agent. Mariota's a free agent. Jameis Winston's a free agent. It's a lot of free agent quarterbacks that's going to be on the market. Teddy Bridgewater is going to be a free agent. Blake Bortles is going to be a free agent. Who knows what's going to happen with Joe Flacco in Denver. It's a lot of quarterbacks that's going to be on the market going. So Tennessee is going to be fine. I digress. Let me go back to what I was saying about Tennessee offensively. Tannehill, Tennessee's going to be fine. I don't think they need to go get Brady. I think they're fine with what they have. They just need to go get some wide receivers. They need to do something about the back end of their defense because, man, Tremaine Brock was horrible. I'm just going to tell you, Tremaine Brock was the one who missed the tackle when Mahomes came around that corner. Tremaine Brock missed the tackle. He had a clear shot at him. Then on the long touchdown pass to Sammy Watkins, if you watch that, yeah, he was supposed to jam him at the line of scrimmage. He fell down, left the safety uncovered, boop, over the top, touchdown. That's just a number of plays. Anytime they needed a big play, they went at number 35, Tremaine Brock. Shout out to Eric Bieniemy, another one of those people who should have at least had a chance to get a head coach, the offensive coordinator for the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs. So shout out to him. The game plan was outstanding. Kansas City just played really, really well. Shout out to Andy Reid getting his chance to go back to redeem himself from his last Super Bowl when he was there with the Philadelphia Eagles and Donovan McNabb was just not doing it. He was like not ready for the moment. And from a side note, this week there's been a lot of back and forth with Donovan McNabb he's starting some back and forth with Terrell Owens about the Super Bowl and about that Philadelphia team. It's really funny. You knew that it was gonna that Donovan McNabb was gonna try to get into these next 2 weeks, get some people to interview him and all that kind of stuff. And he did an interview on Bleacher Report, and on that interview he was talking about T.O. and how T.O. was disruptive to the team and all that kind of stuff. And Yeah. So you know it's going to be a problem going forward these next 2 weeks of back and forth with T.O. with Donovan McNabb. But the truth of the matter is T.O. came back from a broken leg to play in the Super Bowl, and he balled out. Donovan McNabb did not have anything at the end of that game, and that game might have went to Philadelphia if Donovan McNabb was able to answer the bell. So shout out to Andy Reid having another shot. This time you don't have Donovan McNabb. You have a reigning MVP that can do it all in Patrick Mahomes. Shout out also to Terrell Suggs. Terrell Suggs was picked up by the Kansas City Chiefs late in the season. He didn't play a lot in the playoffs, but he will play in the Super Bowl. This is his second Super Bowl opportunity. Last time he was there, he won with the Baltimore Ravens. He's going to get a shot to go back and get another ring, and that's lovely. You're going to have a couple of future Hall of Famers that's going to be in this game. Terrell Suggs is a future Hall of Famer. Andy Reid, going back to the Super Bowl with his second team, is also a future Hall of Famer. Patrick Mahomes, you can go ahead and say Patrick Mahomes is a future Hall of Famer. He's having a Kurt Warner type trajectory in his career. If you remember Kurt Warner, his first season playing, he got the MVP, led his team to the Super Bowl. He was the best quarterback. He was the best at his position for three seasons. And when you're the best at your position in the NFL for any number of seasons, you are Hall of Famer. Speaking of Hall of Famers, before I get to that NFC game, let's talk about one of the great ones that's getting ready to announce his retirement on tomorrow. If you're watching this live, today is Thursday. If you're going to be listening, Friday, it's been reported that Eli Manning will be retiring. Eli Manning, quarterback for the New York Football Giants. He'll be retiring Friday, and when he retires, he will retire number 7 all-time in passing yards with 57,023 yards, number 7 all-time with 366 touchdown passes, number 7 all-time with 234 starts, number 7 all-time with 4,895 completions. He is the second best Giant of all time, right behind the great Lawrence Taylor. He's only played for one team. Now, some people will say, yeah, but he's super mediocre, and you're right. He finished his career with a 500 record. He has lost as many as he's won. You're right. They only made the playoffs a few years, but every time they got into the playoffs, they won the Super Bowl. And remember, one of his Super Bowl wins was against the New England Patriots. And in that game, the New England Patriots was coming in undefeated. And that was probably the best New England Patriot team that they ever had. Remember, Randy Moss was on that team. That's the year that they was just out there just throwing the ball all over the place and just doing phenomenal things. I know for real that they wish that they had those wide receivers like that this year. So shout out to Eli Manning. You know, he was the number one overall pick back in 2004. Remember that draft was himself. He was the number one overall pick. Phillip Rivers was in that draft, and Ben Roethlisberger was in that draft. You may not have known, but he was drafted by the Chargers, and he said he didn't want to play for the Chargers. They traded him to the New York Football Giants. Again, he's a two-time, another one of his things, he's a two-time Super Bowl MVP. There are only four other players that have that distinction. Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Bart Starr. Some of y'all won't even know who Bart Starr is. Go back, look at the Green Bay Packers. Bart Starr and the great Terry Bradshaw. You know, so he is a Hall of Famer. 5 years from now, they'll be calling Eli's name, and he will be joining his brother. I think his brother will go in 2 years. I think this is his third season out. I think he has two more years. The NFL requires you be out of the game for 5 years before you're eligible for the NFL, for the Pro Football, not the NFL Hall of Fame, for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So I see him definitely being a Hall of Famer. So shout out to Eli. Can't wait. You know, he's going to be doing a lot of TV. He's going to be like his brother. It's going to be a lot going on. So, yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to him for a great career being a great ambassador to the game, doing some great things as a not just a football player, but as a person. So shout out to him. All right, let's get back in this football. Let's dive right back on into the football. San Francisco 49ers against the Green Bay Packers. Man, look here. That game was what you call a skull-dragging. I'm just going to give you some numbers, man. And it's almost like I was watching college game from back in the day with Nebraska or Georgia when they had Herschel Walker, Nebraska back when they had Mike Rozier back in the 80s. It was insane. The 49ers had 42 rushing attempts against 8 pass attempts. They had 285 yards rushing and 77 yards passing. Now, if this was a college game, you'd be like, okay, yeah, okay, I see how you could do that. But not in a pro game. Not in a pro game? Come on, Green Bay. Come on. Look, I'm one of those people that think Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer. I think Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. I get all of that. I got that. But come on, man. Come on. You cannot have that happen to you. In the NFC Championship game, you can't let a team just line up and run it down your throat. It's just like when Marshawn Lynch was, I think he was interviewed on 60 Minutes a few years ago, and he was talking about his running style, and he said, if you just run over and over and over and over again, just run in somebody's face over and over and over again, you know, they ain't gonna be able to take it. And the guy said, well, what do you get from that? You just run over face. And that's what they did, man. Look, Raheem Mostert, that dude looked all world in that game, man. It was insane how he was running the ball. It reminded me of the Super Bowl when Doug Williams and Timmy Smith came back against the John Elway, Doug Williams and Timmy Smith of the Washington Redskins came back against John Elway and the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl, and Timmy Smith had like over 200 yards rushing, just crazy. It reminded me of that kind of game. But they had passing in that game too. This game, it was just all running it in their face. And Green Bay looked like they didn't have anything to do with it. They didn't look like they wanted to have anything to do with what was going on with that field. I mean, you had Mike Pettine's defense. They wasn't tackling. They wasn't filling the holes. It reminded me, I'm a Rams fan, okay? So I'm going to be honest. I'm a Rams fan, but I'm a realistic fan. I watch the game and love the game. It reminded me of watching that Rams-Baltimore game during the season, where it looked like the Baltimore Ravens could run the ball anywhere they wanted to run it and just do it. That's exactly what it looked like. It looked like they had and then you would think at halftime they would say, okay, we gonna fill the box, we gonna put 8 in the box, and we gonna make Jimmy G beat us. He only had to complete one. He had to complete one pass, and he threw it to his boy, man, the tight end. That's it. Just one boot. That was it. Look, I'm a Rams fan, and it's hard for me to say anything great about the San Francisco 49ers. And they still ain't shown me. They haven't been made to do anything extraordinary in the playoffs. Nobody is called in them. Nobody has made Jimmy Garoppolo be a quarterback yet. I mean, he threw against Minnesota, he threw the ball 19. He was 11 for 19 for 131, one touchdown, and one interception. That was against Minnesota. After he threw that interception, they stopped throwing the ball. This game, man, he was 6 of 8 for 77 yards. Come on, man. You got to make that dude throw the ball. We got to see. And that's what Kansas City going to do. Kansas City going to make him throw the ball. Yeah, we hear how good Kyle Shanahan is, and he's a great play caller and all that, but yeah, he gonna make him throw the ball. Yeah, you gonna have to throw Jimmy G. You gonna have to throw the ball, man. We gonna have to see what you can do. You gonna have to, you know, you just throwing it to Kittle, you know, just a little toss to Deebo Samuel. You have to do better than that. You have to do better than that. And I think that's what's going to happen in the Super Bowl. The 49ers, their defense, look, their defensive line is monsters. Armstead, Bosa, them dudes, it's not a game, okay? So I'm not disrespecting them. Their defensive line is not a game. But their linebackers, yeah. And Richard Sherman, you keep throwing at Richard Sherman. Now, y'all, yeah, you know, and here another one of them cats going after him. Y'all better leave Richard Sherman alone, man. Let that man just live. Let him live. Because he's out there doing his thing. He's playing. Yeah, you know, great corners get beat. They do, because they're great corners. They take chances. But great corners get right back up and get on back in and get it. And he got another interception. He read that ball. That interception he got, it was like he knew where the ball was going. Yeah, he got beat over the top for one. Okay. Darrell Revis, I hear you talking, dog. Darrell Revis is doing a lot of talking about what Richard Sherman should do and all this other stuff. Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all better than that. Darrell Revis, Donovan McNabb, y'all better than that, dog. You better than that. You better than that. You don't have to dog another brother out to go on and do what you got to do. You better than that. But Richard Sherman, he's balling out. But that defense, it's about that line, putting pressure, making the quarterback throw the ball fast, making the ball quarterback make quick decisions. If you watch that interception Richard Sherman got in the Minnesota game, it's because the line made Cousins make a quick decision. He just threw the ball. Threw it, and that was that. Same thing. When you gotta throw the ball, you make bad decisions. You don't, because you them boys, that defensive line is monsters. And so they're not gonna be able to do that though. I don't believe they're gonna be able to do that against Kansas City. I could be wrong, but I don't think they're gonna be able to do that. Too many weapons. They got too many weapons, and they don't have any answer for Kelce. The 49ers don't have any answer for Kelce. If they say, okay, we're going to put Richard Sherman on Kelce, it's over. Because, yeah, Richard Sherman is going to beat Kelce. I mean, Kelce is going to beat Richard Sherman because he's just bigger, you know. But or not, it don't really matter, because you got all those other cats. You got Tyreek Hill. You got Sammy Watkins. You got a whole bunch of cats running around out there. Damian Williams coming out the backfield. Shady McCoy going to be healthy in 2 weeks going to the Super Bowl. So you're going to have some issues if that. So I can't wait to see that game. I'm not gonna preview that game yet. I'm not previewing it yet. But yeah. But back to Green Bay. Let's talk about the loser, Green Bay. The defense was horrible. Mike Pettine is a classic example of cats just getting jobs and just giving them jobs. There was nothing that you could have thought that Mike Pettine would be able to do with that defense. And he was horrible. Talking about, well, we gotta review the films. Ain't nothing you gotta review. You're the defensive coordinator. They run it down your throat. First half, you come back, they ran down your throat. Second half, they didn't change the game plan because you didn't change up your game plan. So, yeah, what you got to do is get a new defensive coordinator in Green Bay. That's what you got to do. You got to get a new defensive coordinator because they were horrible. He just kept running the ball, made Kyle Shanahan look like a genius. He looked like a genius. And there's no genius needed to just run the ball over and over and over. So that was definitely an issue with Green Bay. Matt LaFleur just looked lost. He looked like he was not ready for the moment. He had no answers. He looked flustered on the sidelines. You know, he just didn't look like he was ready for the moment. And this is what happens when you're not the coach for real. You know, this year he was trying to let Aaron Rodgers kind of guide, and then, you know, it seemed like the play calling in this first in the game was not even, like they weren't on the same page, and it showed. The game plan was horrible. The team played horrible. Aaron Rodgers threw the ball 39 times for 326 yards and 2 touchdowns, but he threw 2 bad interceptions, and he got sacked 3 times. It was just bad. Saleh, the defensive coordinator, another one of them cats that should have had a head coach job. He is masterful, man. Again, his defensive schemes, he is the best defensive coordinator in the freaking league, man. I watch that dude, he knows what he's doing. He knows how to coach defense. You know, he got his start. He really came to prominence when he was with Seattle. And now, you know, last 2 years with the 49ers, man, he has been a monster. So he was masterful. We tip our wonderful hats to Saleh, the defensive coordinator for the 49ers. So the Super Bowl is set now. San Francisco 49ers, Kansas City Chiefs, a lot of history. It's going to be a great, great, great game. I'm going to give you my early prediction right now. Pain. As Mr. T said, now my early prediction is the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win. I think the Kansas City Chiefs, I think it's going to be one of those old school Super Bowls, like a 45-10. I think they're going to really, really expose Jimmy G. And then it's going to be some questions in San Francisco. So, yeah, those are our games. Those are the two big games. So I talked about Eli Manning retiring. I think one of the things that also happened, you know, the NFL announced their Hall of Fame picks for the 100th anniversary, announced their Hall of Fame picks. And Drew Pearson got left off. I think I mentioned it last show. I want to just put a little more on, a little more meat on the bone with the Drew Pearson thing. I know Drew Pearson was and I'm a big Drew Pearson fan. When I was a kid, man, I used to take a marker and put 88 on the back of my T-shirt. So I'm a big Drew Pearson fan. However, man, when you look at the wide receivers, even this year, think about the wide receivers that are coming out this year. Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, and my boy from up in Indianapolis, Reggie Wayne. Those dudes are on the ballot right now. When you look at their numbers, Drew Pearson's numbers are not even close. Now, some people will say everybody that was on the 70s, all 70s team is in the Hall of Fame. I get that, man. But it's your position, bro. It is the position that you play. As a wide receiver, they can't put a wide receiver in the Hall of Fame now, because it's a glut of wide receivers now. Because you'll say, we use people in the Hall of Fame that's not as good. Yeah, I got that. Hold on. Now, with the cats that are now coming into being able to be in the Hall of Fame, who are eligible for Hall of Fame, now, man, it's hard for one of those guys to get in if you don't have some really, really great numbers. It's gonna, you know, same thing with running backs. The running back numbers are insane now for the cats that's going in. Frank Gore is, I think, number four all time in rushing. If you had told me 10 years ago that Frank Gore would be a Hall of Fame running back, I would look just like crazy. But he's a Hall of Fame running back. You play that long, you get that many yards, he's a Hall of Fame running back. Look at the cast that he done passed up. Hall of Famers he done passed up. So that's my pro football stuff. Before I get, some college stuff is coming up, some college all-star games stuff I want to touch on real quick. But before I get in, I want to have my boy come over real quick. Robin Kaysine, come over real quick. Holler at your boy.
What up, man?
You ain't see that? Oh, he made me drop the mic. Can y'all see this big-head dude?
There it is. What's going on with y'all, man?
Hey. So this is my brother right here. This is Robin Kaysine. If you need a trainer, if you for real, not if you want, look, I'm going to say it. He ain't got to say it. Okay? This is me talking. I'm going to say it. He ain't got to say it. So don't put it on him. Don't say I heard him say. He ain't saying nothing. He's looking there smiling. It's a lot of cats in St. Louis talking about their trainers. I done seen a lot of cats do a lot of things. Okay? I done known this brother for almost 20 years. Okay?
Yeah, man.
I done seen him train some real folks. I done seen him take cats and put them in the league, put them in the Super Bowl. This is not something I heard. Come on, man. I know what he can do. Listen. This brother is ready to take off, man. Y'all probably seen him on Channel 11, Channel 2, man, because he be on there, man, showing his face, acting like he can do some stuff, like he's hard, he got some muscles, he can do some things.
He's silly as hell, yeah, man.
Hey, man, but if you really need a trainer, this dude right here is the one. He is the man. Look, he's going to be joining me on the Super Bowl show because he kind of think he can talk about sports. I'm gonna prepare him, man, because I need to talk a little bit about some boxing, man. I need him to restore my faith.
Yes.
I ain't talking about MMA. I ain't talking about that. I need this man to restore my, I want to get back into boxing. So I need him to restore my faith. So I'm telling
you. You're going to come watch the Tyson Fury fight with me, right?
He said, Wilder. If you want me to watch the Tyson Fury,
yes.
Look, man, I'm we'll trying to that. Get, man, look, I'm a boxing fan from way back, bro. I used to watch, see, I'm about to age myself. Y'all see how this gray. Look, my world of sports used to have USA against the world, man.
Yes.
And they had them gloves with the white on them, man.
Yes.
And Sugar Ray Leonard and all them cats, man.
The Olympics,
man.
Yes, sir.
I used to, man, look, I'm going to take you way back. Golden Glove, they used to show the Golden Gloves. And Detroit, what was the name of they? Kronk was Kronk.
That's right.
Yeah, man. And they had this dude, his last name was Ramos, man. He was supposed to be the greatest fighter. He was a young dude. That's how far I go back, dog.
I think so, it was Antonio Ramos.
So I don't know what his name was, but he was pretty. They loved him.
Yes, sir.
Look, man. So you know how mad I am at boxing? You know the last fight I bought? The last one. Was Tyson Holyfield 2.
That's 1997. You know I know my dates.
Bruh. That's the last fight I bought. That's the ear fight, dog. The ear fight.
Yeah, man, you dated.
My son wasn't born. AJ wasn't born yet.
Barely.
Man, he's in college, bro. He's 22 years old. That's the last fight I bought.
Dog, your wife was pregnant.
Yeah. So look, real talk. I'm bringing this brother on two things. One, we're going to be talking about some boxing on that Super Bowl show, because we can't talk about football the whole time. That's one. Two, look, if you need a for real trainer that's going to train you, it's going to cuss you out, going to make you work.
I don't cuss, though. But I'll make you feel like I'm cussing. I don't. You can't even remember the last time you heard me say a cuss word.
Look, man. All right. Okay.
My girl's here. She'll tell you.
He doesn't curse anymore.
But look. I say all the adjectives, but not the words. Mother F, F U, you know,
the adjectives, but not the words.
That's the whole word.
Right. Not the whole words. I'm not going to disrespect you like that.
Nah, I'm going to not do that.
But, hey, if you're looking for a trainer, Robin Kason, it's Robin K. Kason, Cason. He's on Facebook. Just hit him up. And he'll meet you, he'll talk, but don't call him if you ain't serious.
Nope.
Don't
call him to www.c3fitness.net.
www.c3fitness.net.
Yes,
sir. C3Fitness. Man, I gotta give me a t-shirt or something, bro.
I have one.
Since you walk around with some CEO stuff.
Yeah.
Look at this. Look, show me your little CEO medallion. Whatever
it
is.
Yes, sir.
Ain't gonna come on my show, man. Don't bring me nothing.
You didn't ask. But I'll bring you something next time. I will bring you something, big homie, big brother, big brother almighty.
Coming on the show, but yeah.
I'll bring you some stuff.
Yeah, thanks, man.
A lot of stuff, man.
Hey, but I just want y'all to see his face. I want to shout him out. He just came through. He's hanging out. Because when the show's over, I hang out too. This is one of my spots. I'm a member here. Little Cigar Lounge is outstanding. I think this case now, like third time coming up in this piece.
Second time.
I can't even count how many times. It's some
nice,
great.
Man.
Yeah, it's nice. So
it's nice.
I wanted to bring him on. Let y'all know what's up. Let you know he's gonna be one of my special guests on the Super Bowl show. That's gonna be here on Super Bowl Sunday. We start at 2:00 p.m. It's gonna be out. It's gonna be off the chain. Outstanding. It's just great. So hey, man, thank you for coming through.
Appreciate
I know you got
man.
Some stuff. You don't go nowhere, man. Don't leave. Don't leave. Hey, so thank you, man.
All right.
Let me go and finish this show.
Finish it off.
Yeah. Hey, man, y'all, but this dude, man, he's on something. Don't y'all be tripping off this cat. I think I've heard him cuss. I know I've heard him cuss. Bruh.
I want you next time you do this.
Bruh. Okay. All right. We've had a lot of different conversations. I'm sure my good friend may not remember some curse words that might have come out of his mouth. But I will not hold him to it because he is my friend. And it's not my job to remind him of his faults. It's to lift my brother up. Don't pull him down. Lift him higher. Yeah, that's my man. That's my man. Look, you can come in right now. Hey, say hello, Brian. Look. This is the man right here. Let me see if I can get him. Can I see? There he is.
Welcome.
That's one of the owners here. He said, come down here and see us.
It's It's not snowing in Chesterfield.
It is not snowing in Chesterfield.
Exactly.
Thank you, Brian. He said it's not snowing in Chesterfield. So if it's not snowing in Chesterfield, you should be down in Chesterfield. There's people sitting in the bar having a good time. We got Scott over there from STL Cigars. Look, man, I think it was back in December he was in here, and that was the first time I had a hand-rolled cigar. Man, let me tell you something. If you say you're a cigar smoker, you need to come on through here on tonight. I know my boy Stanley Walker. I don't see you, Stanley. I hope everything's okay. All y'all who's saying, I see you, Paul. Thank you for watching. Paul's my boy, my man, 20 grand. Come on, Darlene. You said you want to start smoking cigars. You should be down here. Yeah. I see all y'all good people. Thank you all. Thank you all for watching. Look, come on through. He's going to be here all evening. I'm going to be down here. When I get off the air, man, I stay and hang out for a minute. Talk to people, talk some sports, man. We have a really good time down here. And it's a mixed crowd. When I say a mixed crowd, it's a little bit of everybody over here. So you don't have to feel like it's a foo-foo place. This is not a foo-foo place. It's a place where people come, they have a good time. It's about 50,000 million conversations going on right now in this place, and everybody's having a good time. We got people in here that are working, doing work. It's just a great, great environment. We got people over at courting for y'all young folks. That's when people are dating. That's what we call courting. But yeah, it's a great environment. You should come through. All right, let me get back to these sports, man. Oh no, before I get to my sports, man, I watch this. It's a new show. Nah, it ain't new. It was new to me. It's a new show to me. It comes on HBO. I had to write it down because I said I got to tell y'all about this show. Man, it's this new show on HBO called Avenue 5. Okay. It's got Hugh Laurie in it, you know, the old boy who used to be House. Josh Gad is in it, man. It's about this it's spaceship. It's about this luxury spaceship, man. It is funny. It's on HBO. It's in its like third or fourth season now, man. I had to look at it. It's one of my new favorite shows. And another one of my new favorite shows, man. I want to get the title correct because I want you to make sure you see it. Y'all may not know, but I am a big musical theater head, man. I love music. I'm a musician. Oh, some of y'all may not know, because I ain't say nothing. Those of y'all watching, music is what I do. I love talking sports, but music is what I do. I'm a producer, I'm a writer, composer, all of that stuff, actor, all that stuff. So when I talk about music and talk about musical theater, man, it warms my heart. It's a new show on, man. This show is incredible, man. It's incredible. It's incredible. Comes on NBC. It's called Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. If you have not seen this show, man, this show is outstanding. It is outstanding. Outstanding. You should watch it, NBC. If you like musical theater, if you like, you know, romantic comedy kind of thing, and with some depth, oh man, you need to watch the show. I'm almost afraid though it ain't gonna be on though. I'm almost afraid that it's too cool for the room and they may move it to their new network, the Peacock Network. But we'll see, man. But hey, look, there you go. I've given y'all some little extra on top of sports. Avenue 5, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. Both of them, I'm watching them. Great shows. There's some other stuff out, but them two things I want to put it on. Hey, I think I'm gonna go see Bad Boys 3. I'm going to tell y'all what I think about that. I ain't seen that yet. I want to go see Bad Boys 3. I didn't go see Cats yet. I told you I was going to see Cats. I ain't seen Cats yet. I've been tripping. But I'm going to be on my movie game soon so we can talk about some of that stuff, especially Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday, I'm going to have somebody come on here. We're going to talk about some movies, too. We're going to talk some movie stuff to you. All right, hey, let's get back to this football because it's another big time for the young kids getting ready to come out of college. This is the time for the All-Star Games. You got your East-West Shrine game that happened last weekend. This weekend, you got the Reese's Senior Bowl. These are when these kids get an opportunity to really show who they are. A lot of these kids you may not have heard of. Some of these kids you've heard of, but you haven't really seen them playing a pro-style offense. So it gives especially quarterbacks and wide receivers an opportunity to be seen. Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network came out with his first mock draft, his 1.0 mock draft. He's got Joe Burrow, the quarterback from LSU, Heisman winning, national championship winning quarterback from LSU, going number one in Cincinnati. He's got five quarterbacks in the first round. Joe Burrow, number one in Cincinnati. Tua Tagovailoa, number five, going to Miami. Jordan Love of Utah State, I'm going to talk about him, at 13 to Indy. Looked like they kind of backing off a little bit on Jacoby Brissett. They signed him to a deal, but it's one of those deals that they can get out of it. I see Marcus. Marcus says most of the country didn't see Cats, so don't rush. I see you, man. SIUE, I see you, bro. Hey, Justin Herbert of Oregon going to Tampa Bay. So that's where they got Burrow, Tua, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert in the first round. They got them going in the first round to those teams. Now, a lot of things can happen. And then the next best quarterback prospects in this top 50, 47, is Jacob Eason from Washington and Jake Fromm from the University of Georgia at number 50. So a lot of teams, I told you, a lot of teams are going to be looking at quarterbacks. You can have a lot more quarterbacks taken, maybe not in the first round, but the first, second, and third round, because here's why. Here's the teams that are questioning quarterback. Tampa Bay, they got to decide what they're going to do with Jameis Winston. Tennessee, they have to decide what they're going to do. If they're going to keep Tannehill, they've already decided they're going to move on from Mariota. Indianapolis has said that they are seeing what they can get in the draft. They're not completely sold on Jacoby Brissett. Remember, Jacoby Brissett was supposed to be the backup to Andrew Luck, who retired suddenly. So you got New Orleans. Now you say they still got Drew Brees. Well, Drew Brees is unrestricted free agent, and so is Teddy Bridgewater. So the Taysom Hill is the only quarterback they have under contract. You're looking at, I said Tennessee. You're looking at Cincinnati. They moved on from Andy Dalton. You're looking at Miami. They moved on from Josh Rosen. They traded for Josh Rosen. He obviously is not the answer. That's why they was talking about at the beginning of the season tanking for Tua. So they may, instead of tanking, because Brian Flores did a great job down there with the Miami Dolphins this year. They didn't have to tank. They had number five, and they can get the quarterback they want, Tua Tagovailoa. Now, I was watching the NFL Network today, and people asked, what happens if Tua comes back and he is really, really healthy, and will he move to the number one overall pick? Look, he could, because you know how NFL people are. You know, NFL people will draft Mitch Trubisky in the first round, or Trubisky before Watson and Mahomes. That's the NFL. That's what happened. There's always somebody who thinks they're smarter than everybody else. They'll draft a Daniel Jones way up high. They'll draft a Dwayne Haskins way high. They'll do that. NFL teams could do it. So anything can happen. I wouldn't be surprised if Justin Herbert or Jordan Love jumped up there. Because of the private workouts and because of the combine that's coming up, I wouldn't be surprised if any of those cats jumped up. But I really believe that Burrow would be the first quarterback taken, and Tua would be the second quarterback taken. Other teams that will be needing quarterback, we don't know what's going on in New England. We don't know what's going to happen with Tom Brady. Like in a team like Denver, who spent a lot of money on Joe Flacco, they also drafted Drew Lock. Drew Lock looks like he's going to be the new quarterback there. You look at the Los Angeles Chargers, they're moving on from Phillip Rivers. What are they going to do at quarterback? You look at the Las Vegas Raiders now. They're the Las Vegas Raiders. It seems that Derek Carr might be on his way out there. What are they going to do? There's been rumblings that Tom Brady's going to end up being out there in Las Vegas, which would be great for Las Vegas. So it's a lot. It's a lot of teams. Now, some teams are set. You look at the NFC West, they're set. All those teams, the Rams are set at that quarterback position with Jared Goff. Seattle is set at the quarterback position with the Pro Bowler Russell Wilson. Jimmy G is set with the 49ers, and Kyler Murray is set with the Arizona Cardinals. You look at Carolina Panthers in the NFC South. What are they going to do? Are they going to hold on to Cam? Or are they going to move on from Cam? You look, like I said, I mentioned the New Orleans Saints in the NFC NFC South. Atlanta's going to stay with Matt Ryan. They're paying him a lot of money. They're going to stay with Matt Ryan. And I told you about Tampa Bay, what's going to happen with Tampa Bay with Jameis Winston. You look at the East, Dallas is going to have their quarterback. What's going to happen with Carson Wentz in Philadelphia? Will they need a new quarterback in Philadelphia with Carson Wentz? Daniel Jones is the quarterback for the Giants. And look at what's going to happen in Washington. They're going to hand the reins over to Dwayne Haskins, or are they going to draft a quarterback or try to get a quarterback in free agencies to go with Dwayne Haskins? Chicago, are they going to stick with Mitch Trubisky, or are they going to move on? Minnesota is going to stay with what they have. You like that, they're going to stay with him. Aaron Rodgers had a rough playoff game, but he's still Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers will still be right there. So, you know, it's Detroit. What are you going to do? You know, Matt Stafford is Matt Stafford. He's not going to get any better. Are they going to try to – anything can happen over there. In the AFC, you know about what's going to happen in with the Patriots. You don't know what's going to happen with the Patriots. The Jets have their quarterback in Darnold. Josh Allen in Buffalo is set. Miami, we talked about Tua. So that's the AFC East. In the North, Baltimore is definitely set. What's going to happen in Philadelphia and in Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger? You know, Mason Rudolph is not the answer there. Devlin is not the answer there. So what's going to happen there? Are they going to go get a quarterback? Cleveland, it seemed like they're going to stick with Baker Mayfield for the time. I told you what's going to happen in Cincinnati. They got the number one pick. Cincinnati is going to go ahead and go with Joe Burrow. You look in the AFC West. Kansas City, you don't even have to talk about Kansas City. Los Angeles Chargers, you know what the deal with Los Angeles Chargers. They're moving on from Phillip Rivers. I mentioned that. We already talked about the Raiders. And so you see where in Denver. So you see where we are. So anything can happen, and any domino fall can change the whole landscape. So it's going to be interesting, and that's why these All-Star games are important to these younger cats, because it'll give them an opportunity. I want to see Jordan Love. Jordan Love played at Utah State. I have no idea what this kid looks like. Today was the first time I heard his name and the first time I saw him on a football field. So I want to see what that cat looks like. I saw Justin Herbert play a couple of times for Oregon in some of those late games. I saw Jake Fromm play in the SEC. Haven't really seen Jacob Eason, so I don't know what's going on with that. In the Senior Bowl, Anthony Gordon, quarterback from Washington State, played for Mike Leach. Can he ball? Is he the next Gardner Minshew? I didn't mention the Jacksonville Jaguars. What are they going to do at quarterback? Are they going to keep Gardner Minshew, or are they going to go get another quarterback? Shea Patterson from Michigan will be playing in this game in the Senior Bowl that's this weekend. Want to see what he looks like in the pro. Jalen Hurts going to get his shot. Jalen Hurts going to get his opportunity to play in the Senior Bowl. Steve Montez, another quarterback from the Pac-10. You don't know what these cats look like. Kelly Bryant played last week, formerly of Clemson. Last year played for the University. This last season played for the University of Missouri. He played in the East-West Shrine game. He did okay, 8 for 13, 103 yards. So it's a lot of quarterbacks and a lot of teams looking for quarterbacks, and it could be a lot of movement from the quarterback position, both from a draft standpoint and from a free agency standpoint. So this is, if you're a football fan, you know, this is the time of year, man. This is the time of year where you can kind of overload on football. I mean, between the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl going on this week, you got these All-Star games, Super Bowl week next week, and you know Super Bowl week is insane. So that starts next week. Then you start talking about the combine, these private workouts, all of this stuff, man. It's going to be incredible. Football don't stop. And then we don't even want to talk about the new league that's going to be starting the week after Super Bowl, the XFL. St. Louis has a team, the Battle Hawks. I may dive into them a little bit, man. I mean, I told y'all, I how I feel about the Battle Hawks. If you're new to the program, I would really like to have a press credential to cover the Battle Hawks. Waiting to hear back from the cats. They denied me once. Okay, I guess they got something going on there. They don't want people talking about them. That's cool. But I'm still here. I'm still here. Holler at your boy. I'll be more than happy. I'll be more than happy to come cover the team, the XFL team here in St. Louis, the Battle Hawks. Be more than happy to cover. So that's the football, man. So we're gonna stay on the football, man. Football is one of my favorite sports, man. So we're gonna talk about football all year if we have to. Football gets kind of, it hits a lull right at the beginning of July, and then it goes to, and that's where baseball really comes in the swing. Hey, man, baseball got some problems. Baseball has some problems. You know, once the football season over, once they get to the spring training, I'm gonna do a deep dive in what I used to be. As I was talking early in the show about being a big boxing fan, I used to be a really big baseball fan. I'm a cat that went to the seventh game of the 82 World Series. I went to the first game of the 85 World Series. Man, I've been a Cardinal fan for many, many years. Man, I was a Cardinal fan back when Bake McBride and all those cats was playing, Al Roboski and Ted Simmons, Simba. I go way back, man. I've kind of fallen out of love with baseball because the game has gotten really, really boring. And now baseball has this big cloud over their head because the Houston Astros and the Boston Red Sox have been cheating. But we'll talk about that. I want to dive into that. That's not the only reason I fell a lot out of love with baseball, and I want to fall back in love with baseball. One of my favorite times of the year used to be this time of year for baseball because that's when the Hall of Fame is named. The players in the Hall of Fame this year, only two people were named to be in the Hall of Fame. That's the great Larry Walker, formerly of the Colorado Rockies, ended his career here in St. Louis with the Cardinals, and the captain himself, Derek Jeter of the Yankees. Both of them got into the Hall of Fame, baseball's Hall of Fame. Derek Jeter got all but one vote. All but one cat didn't vote. I don't understand the whole Hall of Fame vote. If I ever get a Hall of Fame vote, they have to explain to me how can somebody not be a first ballot Hall of Famer, or how somebody's a Hall of Famer but they got to wait a year, or wait 4 years, or wait 5 years, based on some cats that ain't never played the game. These ain't players voting on who gets in. These writers. So, you know. So shout out to both of them. Larry Walker, I hope he goes in as a Cardinal, but he'll probably go in as a Rocky. And Derek Jeter, one of the great Yankees of all time. Ah, man. Look, this has been a great, great show. It's great having my boy come in, K-San. He's going to be, like I told you, he's going to be on the show with me on Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to be broadcasting from right here, Lit Cigar Lounge, 17073 North Outer 40 Road, right here in Chesterfield in the district. If you haven't been down here, man, it's about to pop off in this area. It's about to go down. By the summertime, this is going to be a place to hang out. I can't wait. Summer, when it's warm, maybe I'll be outside doing the show. It'll be fun. But you got to come through with Lit Cigar Lounge. We're here tonight. We have Scott over here from STL Cigars. He's hand-rolling cigars. We got the drinks flowing over here. The bar is jumping. People in here having a good time. You can come in here. They got everything you want to see on TV. Got the NBA on TV. You got college, women's college basketball on TV. You even got Fox News on TV in here. So, you know, you can come on in here and just whatever you want to do, whatever you want to see, whatever you want to do, within reason, come in. Fully stocked bar, fully stocked humidor. And like I said, Scott from STL Cigars is over there rolling them. I'm going to go over there and get me one as soon as I get off the air with you guys. They're naming the starters for the NBA All-Star Game. We're going to talk about that on Tuesday because I'm looking at it, and there ain't nobody that you didn't think it was going to be. I don't even have to look at it. I can tell you who it is. Steph ain't up there, so I don't really care who he's ever. Right, right. And the West All-Stars are just head and shoulders above the East All-Stars anyway. But it's LeBron. It's Anthony Davis. The beard and Luka Doncic and Kawhi are the Western Conference All-Stars. Eastern, I can probably tell you, is going to be Giannis and probably Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, and Embiid. I don't even have to see it. That's probably who it's going to be. I can give it to you just like that. So, all right, look, thank you all for joining me tonight. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Again, if this is your first time watching the show, we are live every time I'm in this spot. Every time I'm in this spot in Lit Cigar Lounge, we go live on Facebook Live. And we are also on every podcast platform you can listen to. Every Tuesday and Thursday, the show comes to you fresh and hot. It comes, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeart Podcast, any of the podcasting platforms that you listen to. You also go to www.alericanderson.net. You can go to that and listen to unique content specifically for the show. If you're interested in saying, hey, I heard you say you're a musician, I want to see what you do, you can go to my website, www.7musicgroup.com, S-E-V-E-N, musicgroup.com. You can see the stuff that I've done. You can see who I am. And if you want to get in contact with me as it relates to music, that's the way you do it. It's been great talking to you today. It's great having my boy. Thanks, K-San, for coming through. Hey, we will talk to you all again on the other side. Thank you, and God bless.